The 21st Choose This Day Bible study is on judgment of the dead and of the living. So the Bible is clear that God is just as much a God of mercy as He is a God of judgment. But what can we learn about His mercy and judgment from His holy word? That's the question we're going to learn today, and the link for the notes is in the description of this video. Going all the way back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible says, He said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So the text here has just said that unto 2,300 days, there will be a sanctuary that is cleansed. What does that mean? Where is the sanctuary? How should we understand this? In Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 12, it talks about the third angel following them, saying, with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same is going to drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here, contrary to those that worship the beast, is the patience of the saints. Here they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So, according to the scriptures, there's going to be a cleansing of the sanctuary, which in the Old Testament, when you follow that prophecy through, it's dealing with a time of judgment. And that's what the three angels' message is all about. It's about who will we serve, because there is a time of judgment. If we, by our acts and by our choices, we serve the beast and we worship the beast in his image, we will receive the punishment as a result, because the beast in his image will receive a punishment. But when we follow God and His image or His Son, we will receive the blessings or the judgments that come with those that follow God, which are blessings. And so according to the scriptures in the book Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 17, I said in mine heart, God shall judge both the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. So God is not just going to judge the wicked. He is going to judge those that are righteous. So the judgment is not necessarily an evil thing or something to be scared of. It's a time where God is going to be able to decide who we individually want to serve. If I have chosen a way of life that is contrary to God's will, then He gives me what I have chosen, an end which is contrary to God's will. If I choose a life that is for God's will, He gives me that end by my own choosing. A life that will be in concert with God's own will. And so we see that we're choosing our own path, and we will be blessed or we will be cursed, depending on the choices that we have made. Notice Ecclesiastes, the same book at the very end in chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The New Testament says a very similar thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good and whether it be evil. So God is judge, but He's not an unfair or an unjust judge. He's giving us what we have chosen to do with our own hands, our minds, our mouths, our abilities, everything that we have. If we yield it to the enemy, we will receive that as a punishment or a reward. So if we turn and follow God and in accordance with His will, He will render to us the goodness that comes as a result of following His will in that same judgment. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. If ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass then the time of your sojourning here in fear. We had talked about that last time. The fear is not dread, but the fear is a honor, a reverence, a deference, or an awe. So now Revelation 20 verses 12 through 13 make it very clear, as it has already in the past scriptures that we've read. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, And another book was opened. So there are at least three books. There's the books that were opened and another book. One is plural, one is singular. Notice, and the books were opened and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. So right there at the very end of the book of Revelation, it's the same concept. You can go all the way back to the story of Adam and Eve. When they chose to follow the voice or will of the serpent, you will see that they ended up with the results of following his will, his words, his direction, his commands, his deceptions. And so in the same way, when we follow God, we will be blessed. As it says in Acts chapter 10, verse 42, he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Just as Adam and Eve were judged in the Garden of Eden for what they did, we too will be judged by Christ, the one whom God has entrusted with the judgment at the end of time. Now, 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. So the judgment will ultimately occur at Christ's coming. When he comes, he will either bless you with that which you have chosen for good or that which you have chosen for evil. Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 26. He says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So our Redeemer does live, and our Redeemer will be coming. We will see him, and we will see him either receiving the judgments for that which we've done, which is contrary to God's will, or we will receive from him the gifts that will come as a result of being faithful to God's will. It's really up to us. The choice is ours. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 says, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some will come to everlasting life, and some will awake to shame and everlasting contempt. So now you're able to understand a little bit better what the Bible is teaching about two resurrections as it describes in John chapter 5. Now, John chapter 5, 25 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And it goes on similarly saying that some will rise to everlasting contempt or destruction, and some will arise to everlasting life. I want to be with those that rise to everlasting life. Part of that and making those plans to be in that group or in that number is that we surrender our lives to God. We do that by studying his word and praying that God will bless us with the ability to do what he's asked us to do by his grace, not our own. 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 through 18 says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before or prevent them which are asleep that have died already. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So when Christ comes to give us those gifts, he will come in the clouds of heaven. We will be able to come together with those that have followed the Lord before us, that have already passed away, and we will be with the Lord forever. I'm so excited for that day. My father, for example, died just 12 hours before I was able to baptize him, because he had chosen Christ and chosen to study and learn from the Bible just a few months before he passed away. He asked me to baptize him, and I wasn't able to because he had passed away just the night before. But I believe that he will be resurrected, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be looking for him in the resurrection, because I plan to be there, and I hope you do too. Revelation 22, 11 through 12 says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." So Christ is coming to give everybody what you have chosen, what I have chosen, what we all have chosen individually. And if we choose life, it will be Christ that gets us to that point where we will be saved for eternity. Thank the Lord for sending His Son. And I'm really blessed to be able to understand a little bit more about these fundamental principles, which number 21 says that we believe that the time of the cleansing of the sanctuary, see Proposition 10, synchronizing with the time of the proclamation of the third message, which we looked at last time, Revelation 14, 9 through 10, is a time of investigative judgment. First, with reference to the dead, and secondly, at the close of probation, with reference to the living, to determine who of the myriads now sleeping in the dust of the earth are worthy of a part in the first resurrection, and who of its living multitudes are worthy of translation, those that are still living, points which must be determined before the Lord appears. Thank you so much for your time and your attention, and God bless you as we continue to study together at Revelation with Daniel.